Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. And because tomorrow is Super Bowl, of course, the theme is the Super Bowl. Also, next segment, we're going to introduce our guest, Doug Howarth, who is the founder of Hypernomics, to discuss speed and wide receivers. It'll be very interesting. It's very similar to Moneyball with the analytics. So it'll be nice to have Doug explain all that to us. A few things we want to cover when we get back, besides the Hypernomics. The Super Bowl bets involving Taylor Swift. This ought to be kind of interesting. I'm sure Russell's going to love that. And Russia's Kamila Valieva's guilty verdict in 2022 Olympics skating for doping. And that pushed her from gold down to bronze. But Canada is asking why she's not disqualified, which would give Canada the bronze. And then also what happens to the USA awards, who would have been gold, except for this doping. Now they get elevated to gold. Do they get the money that they're supposed to? What about the endorsements that they could have gotten? So it kind of opens up quite a can of beans there. And also college and universities are begging Congress to shield them from efforts to turn student athletes into school employees who can demand salaries and union protections, et cetera. So will this have an impact on scholarships to try to combat this cost? I'm not sure. PGA is now allowing players to be part owners. It's kind of interesting. And then a former Alabama baseball coach was given a 15-year, quote, show cause. And I assume that meant they showed him the door by the NCAA after a betting scandal. And I'm kind of curious, why isn't there a criminal investigation, since we're talking about betting? It'd be very similar to insider trading on stocks. So, you know, it's just kind of interesting how it seems like the NCAA is just taking care of it on their end. But I'm kind of curious as to why there's no criminal charges like there was, let's say, for the referee, Donahue, I think his name was, in the NBA for being a referee in a betting scandal. And then, again, we'll talk a little bit about the 49ers since this is Super Bowl week, and Super Bowl is tomorrow. So you are listening to Sports Econ 101. Do not touch that dial, because we are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at MortgageInvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit MortgageInvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to MortgageInvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iTex dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iTex has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iTex will change the way you look at money. Members increase. Increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iTex dollars to transact business. iTex is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iTex dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit ITEX.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Well, Hypernomics studies how markets work, and what we discovered in markets the features of a product determine its value. So the features of, say, a wide receiver determine his value to the NFL teams that might want to purchase his services. So that's how I came about trying to apply Hypernomics to the NFL. And I was also interested in the story of Rocky Blyer. Maybe I know he's not a San Francisco 49er, but some of your listeners may remember Rocky Blyer. Well, Rocky Blyer was drafted after taking the Notre Dame Irish to the national championship in 1968. He was drafted 417th. Talk about Mr. Relevant, you know, your Brock Purdy up there, he was 262. This is when they had more drafts. He was 417th, and he was a pretty slow-moving running back. But Pittsburgh drafted him, and he played for a little while. And then he was drafted by the Army. And he had to go off to Vietnam. And he went off to Vietnam, and he got himself shot. And then he had part of his foot blow off with a grenade. Yeah, and so he lost a bunch of weight. Eventually he came back and played for the 49ers. But he was 30 pounds below his playing weight. So he played 1970, 71, and 70. I mean, sorry, the Steelers, yeah. So he played for the Steelers for 70, 71, 73, and he was, you know, not doing very well. And then he just asked himself a question. He said, well, what if I put everything on the table for myself? And so he decided to, you know, reassess himself and recommit himself to the game. And so he got put back 30 pounds of weight, and he dropped his 40 time from 4.8 when he was drafted by the Steelers down to 4.6. And he eventually went on to have a 1,000-yard season, and he won four titles with the Steelers. So I got to thinking, what's the value of speed in wide receivers? Now, as some of your viewers, listeners might know, the league imposes a rookie contract on people, so you can't really get the full value of what you're worth, say, in your second or third year if you had a spectacular first and second year. So what I did was I looked at people that had been in the league for over 5 years. And it worked out that if you could run the 40 in 4.4 seconds, and of course Tyreek Hill can do it in 4.29. If you could run the 40 in 4.4 seconds and you're catching
You're making four receptions per game, which is, you know, a nice clip for a whole season. If you made four receptions per year and you could run a 4.440, you would be worth $10 million to the league.
Wow.
But if your speed instead was 4.65, a quarter second slower, your value would only be $6 million. So you would only have basically 60% of the value of the contract at 4.4 if you're at 4.65. And so it works out that the speed is tremendously important, especially at that position, and the league rewards. But
how did you put the dynamics together to get those figures? It makes sense that somebody's faster, like Tyreek Hill, you know, right. it's worth more just because they can outrun most of the defense.
Well, what's great about the world now is if you got an internet connection, you can pull all this data in. You know, nobody can pull in what Rocky Blyer's time and salary and everything else was back in the 70s. But now you can go off to the internet. If you go to a couple of sites, you get all the specifications for these people. You'll get their height, their weight, their number of catches, the yards per game, their percentage of catches once the ball's thrown to them. And you can also get their speed and their age. And
it's almost like a Moneyball type of analysis.
It's exactly like Moneyball, except instead of being Moneyball for the team, which you can still do Moneyball for the team with this, it's Moneyball for the people that are playing the game. And so it's telling you what
they do that with Moneyball. I keep remembering Scott Hatterberg. His name kept coming up in Moneyball. I mean, like for the player.
Right. Yeah. And in Moneyball, what they figured out was that people were buying the players. They thought they needed to buy players, but what they really needed to do was to buy wins. In order to buy wins, they had to get people. They had to get runs. In order to get runs, they had to get people on base. Yeah. So they made this connection of various elements that they found useful, and then they very quickly figured out that they needed to have people with the highest on base percentage for the lowest possible salary, because they were the A's. They didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
To get the best deal for themselves.
Well. Russell, you want to chime in here? You're on mute right now. Oh, maybe he got it. Maybe he got a quick phone call, because he's also an attorney. So sometimes he has to kind of pop off once in a while on that. But that's fascinating. But and then how do you get the money? The actual, you know, $10 million versus $6 million. How did that work?
Well, interestingly, they post the salaries for every one of these players.
Okay.
And so what you do is you take all the salary data, you take all the speed data, you take the age data, you take the reception data and everything else that you want to take. And then you figure out what's creating the value in the wide receivers. And it turns out that catches per game is hugely important. If you can go from, say, two catches per game to seven, for example, which would be close to leading the league, your value goes up from about $3.5 million. This is in 2019, to $16 million.
Well, yeah, going from two to seven is quite a jump, and you know, again, a lot of it's going to be, you know, whether your quarterback's going to throw to you, and so a lot of it's going to be to me is how good are the defensive backs to guard those players, because you can have all the speed in the world, but if they're double teamed in a certain way, it's going to be difficult for them to even make the catch to begin with.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to put it from the standpoint. So suppose you're a college player and you're trying to make yourself more attractive to the NFL.
Gotcha.
What do you need to do? So if you can get your 40 time down from 4.65 to 4.6, that adds about $640,000 to your salary.
That's amazing. Just that little half a second. Wow. And have you brought this to the NFL?
No, I haven't. I don't even where to start, to be quite frank. I don't have anybody. I don't have a connection in the NFL. Maybe somebody listening would be interested in this. But it turns out to be a very interesting way to profile the league. From again, the Moneyball was looking at how the teams were doing, and then this is looking how the players are doing.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be some happy meeting in between. We would hope that where the players and the owners could work out what's best for everybody. You know, that would be kind of cool.
That would be kind of interesting, because I could see where a player might want to, you know, hire you, let's say hire you for that information, but I could also see where the team would want to hire you. So actually I could even see you being brought in a court of law, like for, or, you know, for a mediation, right? For arbitration,
sure,
type right, of stuff. Yeah. I could easily see that. Tell you what, we're going to go to our first commercial break. The theme is the Super Bowl. It looks like we got Russ back on again, just in time for our trivia question. And again, we'll ask the trivia question. Don't say anything until we get back. When we come back, I want to see if Russ got some questions for you. All right. So Super Bowl. Number XV1, which I guess is Super Bowl 16, played in January of 1982, was narrowly won by the San Francisco 49ers, thanks in large part to their kicker, capping off four drives with field goals. Who was this kicker for the 49ers, who was born in Austria and would play for the team for 11 seasons? And extra credit if you know what his other career was. And by the way, I still remember, like within the first couple of plays of this game, I think a defensive guy named Crumrie, or maybe he was an offensive guard, broke his ankle literally within the first couple of plays, and then he's out for the rest of the game, and I don't know whatever happened to him afterward. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Russell Jackman, our special guest, Doug Howarth. Super Bowl question. Played in January 1982, Super Bowl 16 was narrowly won by the San Francisco 49ers over the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Thanks in large part to their kicker, capping off four drives with field goals. Who was this kicker for the 49ers, who was born in Austria and would play for the team for 11 seasons?
He's one of my favorite 49ers of all time, actually.
That's right.
Yeah,
Ray Worthing. That's right. Very good. But now, why is he one of your favorites? Because of that?
Because of his reliability, and you look at all the points that he scored. You know, especially going into the Super Bowl right now, one of the biggest question marks for the 49ers is Moody, and whether Moody can make the field goals under pressure and the extra points under pressure. I was at the Levi Stadium game against the Rams, and his inaccuracy basically cost the Niners a game. And he also missed one in the first game of the playoffs against Green Bay that could have cost us.
Fortunately, they came back from that. But so what was his other career? You remember?
Ray Worthing's other career?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was a CPA.
I didn't know that. For some reason, I go,
that's very crazy. So, Russ, you had to take a quick break. I don't know if you had a client call you or what, but did you want to ask Doug any questions about the value of the wide receivers with these analytics?
Well, do you use the same analytics? Because I actually thought you were a specialist in running backs.
Running backs would be the same thing. Right? It's so funny. I did that two different ways, running backs and then receivers. You can use it for running backs too, can't you?
I tried it for running backs. I couldn't get it to come out the same way that it came out as robustly for the wide receivers. It may have something to do with some sort of factor of the speed times the strength. You know, if you're really strong and you're fast at the same time, that has the ability to push the pile back. I think that would be useful to try to drill into that and see how that goes.
Yeah, I can also see where, you know, running backs, I mean, it's only really if you get past the front line that it really makes a big difference with the speed versus the wide receivers. You know, it's so important on that. I mean, I guess they probably still for running backs in the combine, they still test them, don't they?
Oh yeah. They test everybody. Yeah. All the linemen are tested too. So
some of those linemen are pretty fast.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A hippopotamus is really fast.
Did the 4.49 or 4.8. So
it's not bad. I could run it in 14.9. It's so funny. I've always been strong for my size, but slow. I had good reflexes. I was good for a cat. Playing baseball and playing a shortstop or, you know, third base, that sort of thing. But running speed, I was slow.
I could do it in 4.9 if 4 is the number of days.
Exactly. Okay, maybe not days, maybe minutes. I could get it down to minutes. So don't, you know, to me, it wasn't a 100-yard dash. It was a 100-yard marathon when I was a kid. How long have you been working on this, Doug?
I've been doing this nonstop for about 12 years now.
I got to think that, you know, it's funny because if it was baseball, you know, a friend of the show was the San Francisco 49ers general manager. I'm sure he would be able to, because again, he was the Billy Bean of, you know, for the set of the A's, it was the Giants. But for football, I'm trying to think of who we've had football players on, but I don't think we've had any general managers on. Or owners.
You never know. Somebody might be listening. The idea is that we've discovered that this kind of technique works for everything from ground beef to terrain travel to spaceships. So,
I was going to say, what would you use it for, let's say, basketball?
Getting up and down. value of a vertical jump would be. I mean, getting over somebody else is pretty important. So oh, if you rebounds, can work your vertical jump up, maybe the you know, if you do your vertical, to get it from, say, 28 inches to 36 inches, does that have an impact on what you would be paid in the NBA if you were good enough to get
Yeah,
in
like
NBA?
Jonathan Kuminga. He's got, you know, it's interesting. A friend of mine who went to high school with played for the Atlanta Falcons and was in a very, very famous play against the 49ers, Steve Bartkowski to Billy White Shoes Johnson. And my friend, Stacey Bailey, well, yeah, Fred, he's more of, you know, a high school acquaintance, I guess, is closer to what it was. He had a 48-inch vertical leap.
Wow.
Yeah, 48. So, yeah, so he was really good, you know, track and field and all that kind of, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. And I remember, if you go back to look at the, you know, Steve Bartkowski to, and I think it was, not, I think it was in 1982, Steve Bartkowski, or maybe 83, Bartkowski to Billy White, Hughes Johnson, you know, Hail Mary, you'll see number 82, Stacey Bailey, and he's the guy who he actually jumped up the highest to tap the ball to Billy White, Hughes Johnson. So it's a very famous play, and it's very frustrating for us 49er fans because if you watch the play, it's like there's like four 49ers who could tackle Billy White, Hughes Johnson, and he just kind of goes right through him for the game-winning touchdown. So it was it was kind of – the only reason it was good was because we knew –
That's how the 49ers used to be, is that they were usually shown in highlights having other teams – have huge plays against them.
Exactly. Low lights, as I would say. Okay, so moving on here. So what do you guys think Super Bowl bets? Anything about Taylor Swift? Come on, I know, Russ, you're a Swiftie. Come on.
No, I'm not, because she's with Kansas City. So, you know, if you're not a 49er, you know, get off the stage. Plus, we have Kittle, and we have Kittle's wife to as our celebrities. You know, she's busy doing she's making those jerseys for Kelsey you know,
really?
she's.
Jeez. Okay, I did see a thing about Ed McCaffrey's wife, who's Christian McCaffrey's mother. Even though she's a Swiftie, she's decided, you know what, I'm not going to listen to any Taylor Swift songs this week.
That's right. Now it's you know, it's the arch right that is, you know, trying to make a big deal about her, and I think this is going to be as successful a boycott as the Nike boycott because of Colin Kaepernick, and Bud Light boycott, and the Target boycott, and the, you know,
let me ask you, is it just because she hates Trump? Is that the whole reason?
Yeah,
I haven't really.
The Republicans have this weird fascination with saying that she's, if the Chiefs win, that she's going to go to the White House with the Chiefs and during the congratulations for the Super Bowl team to the Chiefs, she'll be endorsing Biden publicly.
Really? That's one more reason why we need the 49ers.
Well, it reminds me of, do you remember the Denny Hamlin conspiracy that, you know, he had died?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They weren't going to reveal that until after the Super Bowl. How's that going, conspiracy theorists? How's that going?
Yeah, not so good. Not so good.
Yeah, it's funny to see how people that believed in that conspiracy theory just completely disappeared and had no one owns up to it and admits that they were a fool to believe in that silly conspiracy theory. But, you know, it's again, bad conspiracy theories have no fathers. People just disown it and walk away, unfortunately.
It's on both sides of the aisle, too.
No accountability.
So I had mentioned earlier about former Alabama baseball coach given a 15-year, what they call show cause. I guess that's he's got fired because they could show cause by the NCAA after a betting scandal. And I'm wondering, I didn't read anything about a criminal investigation, which, if you think about it, isn't that inside information? And what's the difference between betting on stocks versus betting on games? What do you think, guys? Any comments?
Well, Pete Rose, of course, was booted out of the Hall of Fame for betting, and
but he wasn't criminally charged. I don't think.
No, he wasn't criminally charged. So there's a precedent
there. And I'm not advocating for that, but I was just kind of curious. It's like if you do inside information on stocks, and inside information, excuse me, could be as little as a janitor looking through the garbage,
right,
and finding documents, right. And you're basically betting to win, which means, you know, you win, someone else loses. Why wouldn't that be the same thing for any kind of betting scandal?
Well, as I sit there thinking about it, then you got the other side of that is the Black Sox scandal from about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And people were criminally charged on that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that if you have the ability to influence the game and, you know, well, like in the Pete Rose situation, that I believe that the real truth about Pete Rose is that he bet on his team to lose. And
we've talked about that before. If you bet on him to win, it's still not good because in theory you could use up all your best pitchers and it affects other games. But betting on them to lose, that's even worse.
You have more control over that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our second trivia question about the Super Bowl. The New York Giants won Super Bowl 21 in 1987 behind a dominant performance from their quarterback. Who was this player that had only 3 incompletions on 25 attempts while throwing for 3 touchdowns? That's our trivia question. Stay with us. Sports Ecom 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Are you ready for an unforgettable family adventure? Alcatraz Island is calling your name. Discover the history, mystery, and allure of the infamous Alcatraz Island with your loved ones. And the best part? You can enjoy it with a fantastic discount of almost 10% off. Introducing the Alcatraz Family Pack, 2 adult tickets and 2 child tickets for the young explorers aged 5 to 11. It's a package designed to make your family experience even more memorable as you stroll through the historic prison, walking the same corridors as some of the world's most notorious criminals, and enjoying breathtaking views of the San Francisco skyline. Don't miss this unique opportunity to create lasting memories with your family while exploring one of America's most iconic landmarks. But the Family Pack is available for day tours only, so plan your visit accordingly. Book today at AlcatrazCityCruises.com and embark on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Alcatraz, where history comes alive and memories are made. Terms and conditions apply. Family pack available for day tours only. Visit AlcatrazCityCruises.com for details.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in 4 distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
In today's real estate climate, where scoring fantastic deals is a challenge, we've got a solution just for you. If you're eager to receive exclusive off-market real estate deals in your inbox every single month, head over to MortgageInvesting.com and enroll in Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This trade desk offers privileged access to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs, each and every month. Visit MortgageInvesting.com today to sign up and seize exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman and our special guest, Doug Howarth. So our second trivia question about Super Bowl. The New York Giants won Super Bowl 21 in 1987 behind a dominant performance from their quarterback. Who was this player that had only three incompletions on 25 pass attempts while throwing for three touchdowns?
Doug, you
want
that
one? I think I know that one.
Okay, good, Doug. Go ahead, Doug.
Phil Sims?
Phil Sims. That is correct. And in fact, I remember that was them beating the Denver Broncos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was one of the early super defeats for...
Yeah, because I think Washington beat him the next year.
Yeah.
After that. Okay. So moving on here. So the PGA is going to allow players now to be part owners. I think they're kind of looking at this LIV thing and LIV Tour and going, you know what? The only way that we can kind of compete or kind of mesh this together is to give the owner, give the players part ownership. Kind of a different tactic. Of course, it is a single person type sport versus, you know, the baseball team owning it. You know,
I didn't know that golf league was called LIV. I thought it was 54, like the, you know, like the Super Bowl.
Well, 54 because it's 54 holes. That's because they did 18 holes. But everyone calls it the LIV Tour. But you're right, it's LIV.
If you're going to pay these guys, you know, $100 million, you might as well make them own the company as well. I mean, it's probably cheaper to make them owners than to try to pay them, you know, $100 million a year for these tournaments. So,
yeah. Well, I bet Tiger Woods wishes he was part of this from back in his heyday. He would have made a killing. He already made a killing.
How would Tiger Woods need more money unless he's going to need more for his divorce? But
yeah, I know. Well, in fact, he made, Jordan made more from Nike than all of the Malaysia employees. Yeah, kind of crazy. So one quick thing I wanted to mention here, too. So colleges and universities are begging Congress to shield them from efforts to turn student athletes into school employees who can demand salaries, union protections, and other benefits. Schools, college athletics, conferences, and the NCAA say a massive swath of athletic programs could face financial collapse without congressional intervention. And I'm wondering what your guys' take on this is, because I'm thinking, I wonder if that would maybe make colleges no longer able to give out scholarships to combat this cost?
Oh, I don't think so. They're not going to give away all their money, because then they wouldn't have a program. The one thing that comes up from the analytics here is that the value of these athletes falls off dramatically the older they get. And if they're not getting any money in the 4 years that they're, 3 or 4 years that they're at college, they're actually losing out on quite a bit of potential income. And they basically draw the fans to the stadium. I think they ought to be able to give some money out of that. Maybe not as much as they would had they been pros, but they need to have some money for it. Right now, they're basically working on the scholarship and the scholarship alone, and that's not
enough. They're indentured servants.
They are, yeah.
But of course, it also gives them the opportunity to show off their stuff to go to the pros.
That's true.
You know, yeah. But those scholarships are worth quite a lot. So I guess in theory, you could say, okay, we're not going to give you a college scholarship, but we're going to go ahead and pay you the money. But the thing is, the college scholarship only costs the university if they would have then been able to have another student actually pay. Mm-hmm. So it's more of an opportunity cost than anything else.
Right.
Russ, what do you think about from the legality standpoint?
Well, for schools to complain that they're not making money now after they've made countless amount of dollars off of these athletes for decades and decades and decades. It really rings hollow to me. And, you know, these schools are making lots of money off of the students. They're making students get huge loans.
The endowments from, the boosters.
They get the endowments. They've never cut back on what they charge for, admission. They don't offer as many scholarships as they used to. And yet they still, I've never been one to really feel that education should be for profit in the way that it's being done now. So I'm not a big supporter of that. I think that is something they should be happy that they're not having to pay more to back pay to the kids that made these schools what they are.
So it's sort of like the antitrust of baseball. You know, it's like they get this exception. You know, and that's why I look at when the president says something about getting rid of student, forgiving student loans, which we all know is a political ploy and all that stuff. It's why should the government, i.e., the taxpayers, pay for that? Why don't you have like Harvard and Yale and the schools that benefited from those college student loans for the program? They have all this endowment. They should be the ones to forgive the loans, right?
Yeah, but they won't because they're too addicted to the money, and they have too much political power to do that. It's just like healthcare and how you don't have the hospitals giving back any money. It's all taken out of the sides of the taxpayers with Covered California, which, I'm for, because without it, my insurance would be $3,000 a month,
I wonder how much health insurance costs are because of malpractice insurance and stuff like that. Because it's amazing.
Not as much as the raw profit taking from hospitals and from pharmacies. Yeah.
No, I had a doctor back in the 90s that said his health, his malpractice insurance was $10,000 a month in 1993. Yeah.
A friend of mine was a plastic surgeon, and in 1991, it was going to cost $250,000 a year. So he was a surgeon in the Army, and he said he was going to go into private practice. And he says, you know what? I can't afford it. I have to stay in the Army and be a plastic surgeon. Now he's in charge of like the Mayo Clinic in Florida. But
somehow I think he's made it. Yeah, somehow.
Oh, he's done well, but malpractice insurance too much. Yeah, and that's the thing, is these juries have to kind of understand. Look, someone gets a hangnail, you can't award $5 billion to take. Let's stick it to the insurance company. Let's stick it to this person. And it's like, wait a minute, do you realize what just happened? You just made it expensive for you and everybody else. It's been way, 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 way overdone. One last thing here before we go to our break. So Russia's Kamala Valieva guilty verdict in the 2022 Olympics skating for doping pushed her from gold to bronze. But Canada is asking why she's not completely disqualified, which would give Canada the bronze medal. I guess they must have come in fourth. Also, Team USA awards $37,500 to gold medalists. What will they receive now? Because they didn't win the gold at the time. And what about endorsements that they could have or should have gotten, right? Because that Mary Lou Retton and all these people, they get a gold medal and suddenly they get all these millions from endorsements. When you get a silver medal, not so much, right? That's a big cluster, isn't it?
You think about 4 years for them to figure out. Why did it take them 4 years to figure out that this
person... No, 2022. Oh, the verdict. Yeah, wait, guilty verdict in 2022. Got it. You're right. No,
but
that's
it started in 2020.
Well, the Winter Olympics are in the odd years. They're in the 2022s, 18, 16. So it's probably...
Yeah, that's right. It was the 2022 Olympics for the skating. Yeah. Correct.
The Winter Olympics.
A year or whatever to figure that out. Probably, you have to get all the evidence and all that kind of stuff. But, and it's the same thing in other kind of sports where it was like, it was worth it to go ahead and cheat because look at the contracts they got for hitting all those home runs or, et cetera. And then it's like, oops. Okay, well, I'm sorry. but you don't have to give up back all those millions, do you?
Well, you might if they get sued in civil court. That's another you know.
Sure, but who would sue him in civil?
The athletes that didn't get the medals.
Oh, okay. So back to this one. Yeah, good luck trying to sue Russia for that. Because, you know, they're not going to sue the Olympic Committee because theoretically the Olympic Committee didn't know.
What we should do is simply do what Russia does to us, which is plant some evidence on them, on some of their athletes next time they come over, and arrest them and just say they're not going to be allowed back until they give back the money from the, you know, Russia thinks of nothing, you know, with Brittany Griner. You know, to arrest her for a vape pen, you know, and sentence her to 4 years, you know, or whatever. They sentenced her to a long prison term. Well, we should just do the same thing to Russians and see how they think, how they feel about it.
Yeah, just say, you know what, you didn't cut your hair the right length. That's a penalty in our laws, and that's it. We're going to throw you in jail unless you pay billions of dollars, like Iran and all that.
And release some terrorists. Yes,
and release some terrorists. Exactly. Yeah, the ratio of terrorists released is not equal, is it?
No, really
Brittany Griner. So, Doug, what's your prediction for tomorrow's Super Bowl?
Even though it's not tomorrow.
This is coming out on Saturday, so that's why I said tomorrow.
I think the Niners 37-31. I think that's probably what's going to happen. Somebody's going to miss an extra point in there, you know. So
Russell, isn't that exactly the
31-27? So we're pretty close.
We're pretty close. Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was just wondering how much the defense is going to step up. In both, I'm always concerned about our meaning the 49ers secondary. They scare me because I think
not the strong point there, but I think what happens once the offenses start to roll, the defenses start to have to run too much,
yeah,
and then they get tired, and then the score starts to run up. So if they can start to get the defenses, both sides, if they get the defenses on their heels, I think the score will start to go up.
But that's why I was always wondering why they don't bring in the second stringers. They can't be that much worse.
Well, a lot of times what they're doing is they go so quickly you don't have time to substitute, and that's part of what the tactic is that on offense your linemen don't run as much as the defense does, and so the defensive linemen get pretty pooped trying to, you know, hold the quarterback in rain, and then all the backers start to get pooped because they're trying to cover the receivers, and the receivers know where they're going.
Yes.
But all the defensive people don't. And so the defense has to run more distance. And if you keep going at them more quickly, they're going to run out of gas, would be my prediction, more quickly.
Well, that happens too to the front line too, where, you know, there's just too much offense.
It also depends on, you know, how much this 2 week, you know, gap, you know, affects the momentum of both the 49ers and of the Chiefs.
Yeah, because they said something about the 49ers were thinking about coming back from Vegas because of the field. I didn't read the whole thing, but that's kind of crazy. Okay, you guys ready for our last trivia question before we go to our last commercial break with our thoughts of the day and all that? Okay, here's our third trivia question on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl XLV111, which is 43? Yeah. In 2014 showcased the versatility of a Seattle Seahawks player who led the team in rushing and also had an 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Who was this wide receiver who, in addition to winning the Super Bowl, also won two national championship rings, in college with the Florida Gators? All right, Seahawks player. 2014, 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, led the team in rushing. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be back with some closing comments and some thoughts of the day. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and our special guest, Doug Haworth. Super Bowl, is that right? 43?
If it wasn't for Super Bowls, no one would know Roman numbers.
Yeah. Oh, no. excuse me. It's Super Bowl 53. Or 58. 58, excuse me. Super Bowl 58 in 2014. These XLV111. Okay.
If it wasn't for Rocky movies and it wasn't for Super Bowls. And maybe WrestleManias.
Yes,
that's the only way we have wrong numbers.
So which Seattle Seahawks player led the team in rushing and also had an 87-yard kickoff return for a touchdown? At least I got the year right, 2014.
Marshawn Lynch?
No. He was not a kickoff returner.
Oh, okay.
It's someone you don't think of.
I'm drawing a blank.
Percy Harvin.
Percy.
No, I mean,
I know. It's like this is a fantastic rushing, Super Bowl.
He led the team in rushing over Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was thinking Marshawn was the main running back.
What I know. One would think that. Okay. Here's our thoughts for the day. I had a job selling security alarms door to door, and I was really good at it. If no one was home, I would just leave a brochure on the kitchen table. Yeah. and a cop pulled me over one time and said papers. I yelled scissors and drove off. Oh, come on, that joke rocks. Hey Doug, I have to have you on more because Russell only laughs periodically at my dad joke thoughts for the day.
I don't want to
good joke. I like that.
He doesn't want to get me on. All right. Well, Doug, thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. Audience, appreciate it.
Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We'll be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions and having more fun dad jokes just for Russell. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long. See ya. All right, guys.
Nice joke.
Oops. Thank you.